Hi, I'm Mario Guerra, the two-time former mayor of the great city of Downey, and you're watching, you're listening to Talkie California. I have a special guest with me today here. I have the chairwoman of the Los Angeles Republican Party, Roxanne Hoag. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for having me.
Great. We're talking today about Prop 50. We want our viewers, we want everybody, and I'm going to keep reposting this for a while. What Prop 50 does and why it's so bad for us. What are your thoughts on Prop 50?
It totally upends the one good thing that California did, which was to create an independent citizens redistricting commission so that people could pick their representatives and not politicians pick their voters.
Yes. Since 2010, we passed a constitutional amendment to have the Citizens Redistricting Committee pick the voters, the districts in the state of California. So now Governor Newsom and everybody, they're doing this big anti-President Trump. And so they put this on the ballot. They snuck it in unless without any really public comment. And the redistricts in the state of California, they don't want you to see them. As a matter of fact, they're making this all about politics. Folks, this is so bad that it's got certain cities being redistricted right in the middle of a street. There's one in Orange County that the district splits in somebody's backyard. There's one in Northern California that goes from the Nevada to the California, Oregon, all the way down to San Francisco borders. So folks, this is all this does, it takes away the citizens' rights to make the districts. That's it. That's plain, flat out what it does. So the fact that they say stop the ballot measure, stop,
Election Rigging Response Act.
Yes, stop rigging the response act. It's like, that's exactly what they're doing. It's kind of hypocritical. Folks, the Democratic Party platform says that gerrymandering is bad, that the current way that we do in the state of California is good. That's in their platform. And now they're being hypocritical and saying this isn't it.
One caveat. Democrats aren't hypocritical. They're about hierarchy. And they just want to use raw power to force people to do things that they wouldn't otherwise want to do. The fact is, people like to have their votes competed for. And Democrats just want to carve people up and make sure that they get into power without any sort of competition. It's an incumbent protection racket, and to get it on the ballot, they promised districts to two people who were termed out of the assembly.
Yes, and absolutely. Folks, you got to remember this, that this is about representation or going to be about lack of it. This isn't going to change. President Trump is still going to be president if this passes. What's going to happen is we're going to have only five Republican Congress folks, the way the numbers are, and 29 Democrats. How does that give us better representation in the state of California? You think with a Republican administration, we're going to get more money, more funding, and so forth here if there's nobody to talk to in the state of California? So it's kind of a disingenuous response. You have a billionaire on TV right now doing ads that basically is just putting down President Trump, and it has a caricature of President Trump throwing French fries at the TV. Folks, don't buy into this. You got Senator Padilla that says when Trump's agents threw me to the ground. How disingenuous is that? You know, at least be honest with folks that this is a power grab by the Democrats, and this is all about Governor Newsom running for president of the United States. It's not going to change anything. Other states now will pile on, as California did. Indiana is going to look at it and all these things. So what does it mean for us? First of all, we live in the state of California. We don't live in Texas. We have good representation maps here because we, the citizens, do it. We may not like certain things on there, but that's the way it is.
And the way it is right now, out of a delegation of over 50 congresspeople, only 9 are Republican. They could fit into my minivan, and they'd like to get it to be 5.
Yes.
So
I know. It's just hypocritical. So, folks, on there, you know, keep informed of what this really does. Please read it. Please mail your ballot in on there. This is the sticker left over from mine. Don't worry about the little hole in the envelope. Some people are jumping on this. They can see. I thought the best analogy was, you know, it's like saying, oh, I can see in when, you know, the pilot's going to eventually take you there, right? You can see inside the cockpit. So we can see inside the envelope. There's a little hole there. but you can't see what the election, what you voted for. And even if they did, what difference does it make? They're not going to literally throw it away.
The fact is that we have an opportunity to answer the only argument that they're making. The only argument that Democrats are making for Prop 50 is President Trump, on the same day that he may have solved and took steps towards solving a 3,000-year-old problem in the Middle East. Right. So they can't read the room. The fact is that this is about California and Californians only and our choice. I thought Democrats were pro-choice. I guess they're not.
Yes. So, folks, pay attention. Please read up on it. Don't just be fooled by the ads. The money behind it, the California Teachers Association, George Soros. Why are they putting money into this? It kind of makes sense. The Teachers Association, they want to keep electing people that's going to give them raises and keep getting in power. But folks, this Prop 50, I just thought I'd never see the day when they were actually voting for it. Oh, here's the other argument. It's only temporary. Well, so was our taxes. Remember our tax that we passed a couple of years ago? It's only temporary. We just need it for a couple of years. A couple of years came by, and Governor Brown says, we kind of need it. Let's just vote on it and get it over with.
So, Gavin Newsom's promises are never temporary.
Yeah.
Even his marriage vows, if his campaign manager is to be believed. But the truth is, they're pulling your chain. Yeah. And the fact is that it should be us choosing our politicians, not the other way around.
We can't say it stronger. You know, please consider voting no on Prop 50. It's so important for our state, and it's something that really has made a big difference in a positive way to us. We're going backwards by giving this power back to the politician. The rigging is what's happening if Prop 50 passes. So anyways, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to this short episode of Talking California.